VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
As always, we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a nation in crisis. It's a nation that is marked with division, lawlessness, record murder rates in communities across this country, family breakups, skyrocketing drug use, escalating deaths by overdose, suicide, the killing of the unborn, sexual perversion, lies, deception, tyranny, and the list goes on. It's not a very pretty commentary of what we see taking place in our nation, is it? Well, at the same time, we see churches so badly needed here to be proclaiming biblical truth, but instead we're seeing a number of churches across this nation that are weakening, compromising doctrine, and abandoning the gospel for the sake of entertainment or popularity or being inclusive at whatever winds are blowing. All of this amounts to a nation that's in great spiritual need. As I opened my mail today here at VCY, there was a letter from a listener who shared a portion of scripture from the book of Jeremiah that I would found to be very appropriate for what the Lord had placed in my heart for today's program. And it's from Jeremiah chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I would said that I would do that would benefit them. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will, everyone, do the imagination of his evil heart. It was very interesting as I read that passage of Scripture. And while Israel of old would not listen to Jeremiah to repent, to turn to God, it appears our own nation is now doing that same thing as well. And keep in mind again what God said, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. But concerning those that God was going to build up and to plant, if they do evil in his sight and obey not his voice, then God said he would repent of the good wherewith, he said, would benefit them. I know there is much happening in our nation today. But ladies and gentlemen, unless we turn to God as a nation, unless we turn, unless we repent, it's to no avail all else that is taking place. But friends, there indeed is hope. That hope is found only in God. Friends, I want you to know it's not who occupies the White House that is the most important thing in life. It's who occupies your heart. Today, as you evaluate where our nation is and where we're going to be opening our phone lines here very early in the program. And I like doing this here at the beginning of a year as we contemplate what has taken place in the year gone by and the new year here that's before us. To open up our phone lines and have you give the verse of Scripture that you believe America needs today. I mean, you heard me at the very outset of the program talk about where we are as a nation here today. what verse of Scripture do you believe America needs today? Our telephone number to Crosstalk, and we're opening our lines up right now because, friends, we want a program of hope, of challenge, of inspiration, certainly of repentance, and just to hear from listeners across the way. What verse of Scripture would you declare that our nation needs today? Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Yes, I know what's going on in D.C. I know what's taking place in places across this nation here today, but we need to look at what God has to say. We need to know what God's Word has to say on these critical issues, and we trust that you will pick up your phone, give us a call. It's a program in which we trust many will respond to declare that verse of Scripture that you believe this United States of America needs today. Our phone number, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. And Jamie, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? I've been using this scripture for 20 years, and it's always served me well, but I think it's great for the country. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you.
Indeed, it's a great verse, Jamie. Thank you for sharing it. And we worry about those things, you know, all the monetary things, but that passage reminds us, seek first the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Prairie du Chien, and Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've got Psalm 119, 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law.
Very good. Thank you, Jim, for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And friends, we're going to go through calls quickly. Dig in your Bible. Find that verse of Scripture that you believe this United States of America needs today. Let's go to Michelle next in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi. Just want to say one of my favorites is, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
Very, very important. Thank you for the call here. Okay, there, caller is gone. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Thank you very much for that calling in. That's Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Okay, let's go next to Robert in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Then I will hear from heaven and forgive.
Amen.
Hear their prayer. He's going to forgive their sin and heal their land.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Great passage.
You're welcome.
Let's
bye-bye.
Go. Bye-bye now. Let's go next to Ray in Crawford, Tennessee. Ray, you're on the air.
Hi, I also wanted to do 2 Chronicles 7:14. I think it's so important that the people of God turn back to the Lord and trust him only.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome.
And let's go next to Tammy in Minnesota. You're on the air, Tammy.
Hi, I'm calling with scripture from Psalm 118 and verse 8 and 9 that I have heard is like the center of the scriptures. And it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Great passage. Thank you, Tammy. We've got Lee next in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Lee, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I believe Psalm 46:10, just be still and know that I am God.
Mm.
You know, he's in charge of everything, no matter what's going on.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that passage, Lee.
You're welcome. Thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mary next in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Mary.
Hi. This has to do with the abuse of drugs and the CDC immunizations. This is from Revelation. And Yahweh is speaking here. But as for the cowards and the untrustworthy and abominable, the murderers, those who whore and drug sorcerers, idolaters, false worshippers, their part is in the lake of fire. And here's another one from Revelation. Same kind of thing. Blessed are those doing his commands, so that the authority shall be theirs unto the tree of life and to enter through the gates into the city. But listen up, outside are the dogs and those who enchant with drugs and drug sorcerers and those who whore and murderers, idolaters, and all who love to do falsehood. Also, theirs is the lake of fire.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much. That first passage you read was from Revelation 21, verse 8. Eddie is next in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim, for taking my call. My scripture that would be apparent today is Psalms chapter 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. I do think America has forgot God. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for your call. It's important we hear, thus saith the Lord. We've gotten so easy to put our finger up to the wind. And we ask the question, yea, hath God said? Did God really say that? Well, today we're hearing, thus saith the Lord. And it's important that we do that. Let's go next to Karen in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
We just need so much direction right now.
Yes.
My favorite is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for this call here, Karen. Let's go next to Elizabeth in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes, I have Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're turning to so many different areas for help. My help cometh from the Lord, indeed. Fred is next. Go ahead, Fred. You're on the air. Fred in Milwaukee.
Yes, the world needs the gospel by which we are saved, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. Thank you so much for taking the call and all that you folks are saying and doing.
Thank you, Fred. And again, the gospel message there, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, my verse is Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And I wrote in my margin the year 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Oh, amen. Great passage.
Thanks.
Thank you, Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye now. Gary in Santa Fe, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you so much for your efforts. We love you. Listen to you daily. From the New King James Version, Psalm 11, verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, that foundation is so critical. Thank you, Gary. We've got Lat in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to mention, Jim, even in these perilous times we live and we get discouraged as Christians, but one verse that sticks out in my mind through the times we're living in to strengthen us as Christians is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things in Christ who strengthened me.
Thank you, Lat. We're going to take a quick break, and friends, we're going to fill our program today because Scripture is the answer. It's the key. It's the hope that we find in God, certainly the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ. We talk about a nation that's in crisis today. Our only hope is God, and today we're having you, challenging you, open up your Bible to find that verse of Scripture that our nation needs in such a time as this. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
To Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, anything new found in outer space recently?
Chris, there's always something new. Recently, the Hubble telescope located several giant gaseous planets orbiting around burned-out stars. Now, gaseous planets are not strange. Jupiter, Neptune, Saturn, they're all large and gaseous, so that's not a problem. What is a problem is that the Big Bang Theory dates these at 12.7 billion years old. This, according to the theory, is much too soon after the Big Bang to have formed the heavy elements which are present. They just don't know what they're going to do. Well, I don't know what they're going to do either, but I do know what they should do. They should give up the Big Bang Theory because it's wrong. It doesn't fit the evidence. There's got to be a better way. And there is such a way. It's found back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today is Scripture for a Nation in Crisis. And taking your phone calls today, the lines are packed right now, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that'll open up the phone for you to call in with your passage of Scripture, having you share that verse of Scripture that you believe is key for our nation today in such a time as this. We're going to continue by going to Harleysville, Pennsylvania, and we have Sonny as our next caller. Sonny, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I'm going to be quick. Acts 26, verses 19 through 20. Paul speaking to Agrippa, "But I kept declaring both to those of Damascus and also of Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, even to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance. Our nation has turned its back on God, and God is now given to us what we have sown. We need to repent in sackcloth and ash, I believe, to cause God to reconsider how and what is going to take place. Although we may be just kicking against the goads, because God is in charge of all."
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Sonny. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Greg is next in New Richmond, Minnesota. You're on the air, Greg.
Yes, I've got Romans 1, 18 and 19. "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them."
Very good. Thank you, Greg. Lori in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, I've been reading the book of Daniel, and it's been very convicting. Chapter 9, verse 3, 4, and 5, it says, "And Daniel's pleading for the people to God. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications and fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments." Mm. And he goes on, but that's just in a nutshell. He pleads with God in verse 9, "To the Lord belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him."
Yeah.
And that is where I would leave that.
Well,
but
Lord,
thank the Lord
you.
He is merciful to those who really repent.
Indeed. And, you know, I would encourage our listeners to read Daniel chapter 9. It is a powerful prayer, and much we can learn from it. Thank you, Lori.
Amen. Thank you.
Let's go to Gilbert, Arizona, and we have Mary Beth calling. Mary Beth, you're on the air.
Thank you. Romans 12, 2. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
Amen. Thank you, Mary Beth. We've got Scott in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, my verse for this new year is 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 18, or no, it's chapter 18, verse 21. It says, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Satan, follow him." So that's Elijah speaking in 1 Kings.
Yeah, that's...
And we've reached that juncture in this nation, and but it's at the, like the... It's in the times, you know.
Yeah, indeed it is, Scott. Thank you for sharing that. That context of the passage is there with Elijah on top of Mount Carmel. They're challenging the prophets of Baal, and certainly that question: how long are you halted? How long halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, follow him. If Baal be God, then follow him. Scripture says the people answered not a word. Thank you, Scott, for bringing that to our attention. We've got Lisa next in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Isaiah 8, 11 through 13. "This is what the Lord says to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread."
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Yep, having that fear of the Lord. Joe in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Joe. Matthew 18:19. "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who lives in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about changing some people mm-hmm. that have done us wrong. God bless.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Diane in New Lisbon, you're on the air.
It's Titus 2:11-13. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of that great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. We've got Don in Pensacola. You're on the air, Don.
Yes, Titus 3:5, in reference to going to heaven, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great passage. The salvation that comes only through Jesus Christ, nothing that we do. It's not by works of righteousness which we do. It's not of works. Listen, amen. We don't want to, can't boast in our works. It's what Jesus has done for us. We've got to keep our eyes on him. Benjamin is calling from Pasco, Washington. Benjamin, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for letting me call. I have a verse for this New Year's called Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Benjamin. A great passage. We've got to Michelle next in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hi, Michelle. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you. My verse is Ezekiel 33:11, and it was written to Israel, but I believe it's applicable today as God's heart. Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live.
Hmm.
Turn back from your evil ways. Why then will you die, O house of Israel? Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Jack is next in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air.
Yes, great verses. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
We've got Dan next in Milwaukee. Dan, you're on the air.
Yes, I know that we always want to think that us as Christians are doing everything right, but God tells us in his word, I'm looking at 1 Peter 4:17, and he tells us that, for the time is come,
Tell you what, you tried to do something electronic there. I'll read the passage. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it be first begin in us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? It's a great passage.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, Jim. And we stand like we're doing what's right, even if it's something that is insignificant and maybe is not harmful to others. It's separating us from God, and it's blocking his blessings from coming down on us. So even the little sins, put them aside.
Yeah.
We need to get ourselves right with the Lord.
Thank you, Dan. Angie in Montana, you're on the air.
Yes, in Acts 5:29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
Yeah, great passage. Thank you, Angie.
You're welcome.
Alice in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
His commandments are wonderful to keep. We can't go to heaven unless we obey.
Amen. Thank you, Alice. We've got Sherry calling from Pine Knot, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, when this all first started, the verse that I held to was Acts 5:29. When the apostles was brought before the council, they answered, we ought to obey God rather than man. It still stands true in 2022.
It indeed does. Thank you for the call. Karen is next. Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, my scripture is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love, and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Karen. Good passage that's from Paul's last epistle as he was awaiting his own execution. Thank you for the call. Helen in Rochester, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, Psalm 103:1. My name is Helen Jacobson.
Great. Yep, giving praise to God. Thank you for the call from Rochester, Minnesota. Let's see. Next, we have Connie in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi, Matthew 9:37-38. Jesus is saying, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Hmm. Indeed. Thank you. Appreciate that passage, Connie. Jan is next in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to do Ephesians 6:13. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And God didn't give us a spirit of fear, so, okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Jan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And we're having you call today, Scripture for a Nation in Crisis today. We talk about where we are at as a nation and challenging you to give us that passage of Scripture that you believe our nation needs in such a time as this. Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Psalm 27:13-14. I would have lost hope unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Mm. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We can trust him.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. God bless you.
Let's go next to Weldon in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Revelation 21:27. But there shall be by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Thank you, Weldon, and be sure that we are right with God. Anthony is next. Go ahead, Anthony. You're on the air.
I am. John 1 in the New Testament. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Mm-hmm. And we got to get back to that.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't this what happened to one nation under God?
Yeah.
That's, thank you.
Thank you for the call here. That's a great question. What happened to one nation under God? Don in Sandusky, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. My reference today is Acts 2:38, when Jesus left Peter the keys to the kingdom, and he says, repent for the remissions of your sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hmm. And that's what he wanted all people to know and how to be saved. Thank you, Jim, and have a great day.
Thank you. You as well, Dawn. Appreciate your call. Friends, our phone lines, as you hear people hang up, that means the line is opened up for you to share your passage of Scripture that America needs in such a time as this. We'll take a break and come right back to your calls here on Crosstalk on the VCY American Network, where our number is 800-733-9829.
Imagine if you could change society's stance on abortion.
How do you feel about the issue of abortion?
I think in some situations, it can be necessary.
So have you just changed your mind about abortion?
Yeah.
Would you ever vote for someone who is for the killing of children in the womb?
No.
I believe in someone's right to choose.
Are you going to change your stance on it?
It's definitely making me think, yeah.
What was the compelling question to change people's minds on abortion? From Ray Comfort comes the DVD 180, featuring street interviews in which people who were pro-abortion changed 180 degrees to pro-life.
So have you just changed your mind about abortion?
Yeah.
180 is available for a donation to VCY of just $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25. Call 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the DVD 180.
We'll be right back. program is called Crosstalk. It comes your way each weekday here on the VCY American Network. Yes, we talk about issues. And friends, we also look at the source. Our hope is in the Lord. And we've got to get back to the Word of God here as individuals, certainly as families, as churches, as a nation. We need to turn to God. We read the passage earlier from Jeremiah chapter 18 as we started the program here today. But wanted to, in this brand new year of 2022, to give you opportunity to share that passage of Scripture, that verse of Scripture that you believe is needed for America in such times as which we live. Going right back to the phone lines to Phoenix, Arizona, we have Douglas calling in. Douglas, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My verse is Revelation B, verses 17 through 19. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Mac in Midway, Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. Just a few ahead of a few just before your previous caller on Revelation 3 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
It says, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And Adrian Rogers used to say, too, it's a whole lot easier to cool down a zealot than it is to warm up a corpse.
Mm. Thank you, Mac.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We've got Mercy next calling from Milwaukee. Mercy, you're on the air.
Yes, mine is Jeremiah 29:11-14. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mercy. We've got Becky next in Tennessee. Becky, you're on the air.
Yes. Come out from among them and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Very... And also, love not the world, neither the things of the world.
Yeah, that's the 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15 there, and the other one you read was from 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Thank you, Becky. We've got, let's see, Mary next in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Thank you. From Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for as his own inheritance.
Yeah, indeed. Great. Thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We've got Helga in Michigan. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate all you're doing, Jim. I want to quote 2 Chronicles 7:13. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Helga. Great passage of Scripture.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
We've got Johnny next in Milwaukee. Johnny, you're on the air.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Bye-bye
now. Bye.
Johnny, need to have you turn Johnny, turn all your radio down, please.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
My scripture is coming from Daniel 3:16-17, and this is for all the saints who will stand firm on the word of God, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to all the saints of the Most High God, King Nebuchadnezzar, who we assist as being the government, we do not need to defend ourselves according to this matter, in whom, even if you throw us into the burning fiery furnace, our God is able to deliver us with his majesty hands.
Yeah, indeed. They would not bend. They would not bow. Thank you very much, Johnny. Let's go to Sockville. And Larry, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for your program. I hope that everybody supports you financially. My scripture is Psalm 51. I'm driving right now, and I don't have the Bible in front of me, but create a clean heart in me, O God. My spirit is broken. My heart is contrite. I have sinned against you and done wrong in your sight. Have mercy on me in your unfailing love.
Yeah. David's prayer of confession and how we need that. Thank you, Larry. Let's go next to Gary in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the air, Gary.
Well, my favorite one, I think, is the most appropriate one, if I may say so. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
But realize this, that in last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied his power. Avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into the households and captivate weak women weighted down with sins led by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Gary. It's a sad commentary, it's a parallel of where we are today.
Yes, and thank God for your program.
Thanks for listening. Let's go to Merle in Tennessee. Hi, Merle, you're on the air.
Jim, Malachi 3:7, even from the days of your fathers, you're going away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen. Thank you, Merle. Let's see. Dale in Tomah, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for your program. My comment is that while all these scriptures are great, we need to be looking at scripture as a whole in its entirety and how those scriptures are related.
Yep. Don't disagree with you at all. And being in the Word daily is so very, very critical. And certainly every nugget that we can take from scripture as well is so important for us. Thank you for the call. Ann in Santa Fe, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you going to leave too?" Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom would we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life."
Hmm. Amen.
We believe them. I always go to that because it is what you said, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, the word of the Lord is what we need.
Indeed.
In every instant and every breath.
God bless you, Ann. Thanks for the call.
Okay. You too, Jim.
Bye-bye. Randy in Hutchins, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. My verse was Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
Yeah. Yep, so true. Thank you, Randy. Guy is next in Kenosha. You're on the air.
Yeah, that 2 Timothy chapter 3 was great. I'm going to go with Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst of water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
Mm. Very good. Thank you, Guy, for the call. Jeremiah in Waukesha, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to preface this by saying there's rulers in our country right now who are attacking the most innocent among us, the unborn babies, and ruling by mandates that are unjust. And this is what the Lord says from Psalm 94, verse 20 through 23. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who contrive mischief by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. He will repay them for their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. Thus says the Lord.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Thank you.
O'Neill is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air, O'Neill.
Bless you, Jim. Thank you for your program. Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Mm.
All things, not some things.
Yep.
All things, what is happening today, God is working out his purpose. Let us continue to trust him. Let us continue to put our confidence, not in what man says, but put our confidence in his word, because he's working out his purpose in our life. Thank you, Jim.
Amen. God bless you, O'Neill. Dan is next in Pasco, Washington. You're on the air.
Yeah, you already had somebody calling about my favorite psalm, the 103rd. In the eighth chat, on the eighth verse of that, it says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy." And then comes the but. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
Yeah.
We have to understand that, because the righteous are made righteous by faith, and they will be saved.
Amen.
And the rest need to understand that.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
We've got Kara next in, let's see, this would be White City, Kansas. You're on the air.
Hi, this is out of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 19 through 22. So it's a little long. Bear with me. This is God speaking. "I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, that ye are escaped, or ye that are escaped of the nations, that they have no knowledge, that set up the word at their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together, who hath declared this from ancient times, who hath told it from that time. Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else."
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Kate, for that passage. Jeff in Lancaster, Ohio, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jim. My verses are Romans 10, 14, and 15. "How will they call on him whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Church, we've got work to do. Let's move those feet. Let's get out there, proclaim the good news of the gospel, so that lost men and women might be saved through repentance and faith. Our God is still mighty to save.
Amen.
Thanks,
Amen.
Jim.
Thank you, Jeff. Gregory is calling from California. Hi, Gregory. You're on the
air.
How
you doing, Jim?
Fine.
First time caller. The verse is chapter 3 of Proverbs, verses 5 through 7. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lead not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil."
Hmm. Great passage. Thank you, Gregory, for your first-time call today.
Yes, I've been listening to you. I've been listening to you for almost 6 months. All the other ones don't even do what you do. And Brennan, House, you both, I love you guys.
God bless you,
Gregory. You guys do a good job. And praise the Lord, and God bless.
Amen. Thank you for the call. We're going to take a quick break. And, yes, friends, come back to more of your calls here. It's a chance to focus on Scripture here today, Scripture for a Nation in Crisis. And taking your calls here at Crosstalk, I see our lines are packed out here once again, and we'll get to as many as you can, as we can here on today's program, as we focus our hearts and minds heavenward for such a time as this. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. The death rate for those aged 18 to 64 has risen to historic levels of 40% over pre-pandemic levels. This is according to the CEO of the Indianapolis-based insurance company, One America. He said, quote, "We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have seen in the history of this business, not just at One America," said Scott Davison, head of the $100 billion insurance company. He said this company of theirs has been around since 1877. He said this is huge. This is a real problem. The question is, what is causing this 40% increase in the death rates among 18 to 64-year-olds? Could it be the COVID shot, this experimental RNA gene therapy? You decide, but the evidence is coming in. I'm Brandon House.
I trust today's program is an encouragement to you, but perhaps even a challenge to your heart, how far we have drifted and turned away from God and our need as a nation to turn back to Him once again. But it starts with us, does it not? It starts with us as individuals and then as families and as churches and certainly as a nation as well. Let's go back to the phone lines here today, hearing from you the passage of Scripture you believe is most important for America at this time. James is calling in from Chandler, Arizona. And James, you're on the air. Hello, James. One more time, James.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi. So the passage that I think is relevant goes as follows. Do not be led by others. Awaken your mind, amass your own experience, and decide for yourself your own path.
And
this is from the Vedic script from ancient India.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very good example of how people should decide for themselves their path towards something very controversial, abortion.
But James, the pathway is not ours. The path is straight and narrow that we need to follow after Jesus Christ. So broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is that which leads to life everlasting. The answer is not in ourselves, James. The answer is found in Jesus Christ. We're going next to Ed in Garden City, Idaho. You're on the air.
Yes, two more verses from chapter 9 of Daniel describing our situation, our country today. Verse 10, we have not obeyed the Lord our God, for we have not followed the instructions he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has disobeyed your instruction and turned away, refusing to listen to your voice.
Mm-hmm. Thank Amen. You. Thank you, Ed. Kim is calling from Corning, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, my verse is Psalm 61, 1 through 4, a good one to memorize, I think, right now. It says, hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Selah.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim. Very good passage here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Charles in Nakusa, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah. Lamentation 3:40. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord.
Amen. Very good. Our number here is 800-733-9829. Betty in Greensburg, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, Brother Jim, I have two. And this is one that I've read many times that I feel that we need better leadership in Washington. And this verse is Psalms 109:8, let his days be few and let another take his office. And I'm praying for our country so much. The next verse is Titus 2:13.
Okay.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I do believe that Jesus Christ could come any moment, and we need to be praying for the lost and for our nation of the United States and for Israel. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jim.
Thank you for the call. Christine is our next caller. Hi, Christine. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evil doers. Be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Mm. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Yeah. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be, but the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Amen. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Bonnie in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. My verses are 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Yeah. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Amen. Thank you, Bonnie.
I so can relate to this. Thank you, Jim.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Bye-bye. Patricia in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Patricia. My verse is Psalms 2, 1, 2, 5. I like the Living Bible translation for this. What fools the nations are to raise against the Lord. How strange that men should try to outwit God. For a summit conference of the nations has been called to plot against the Lord and his Messiah, Christ the King. Come, let us break his chains, they say, and free ourselves from all this slavery to God. But God in heaven merely laughs. He is amused by all their puny plans. And then in fierce fury, he rebukes them and fills them with fear.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love your show.
Thank you for listening. And friends, we've run out of time, and I apologize to others on hold here, but the clock says the program's over. And thank you for sharing these passages of Scripture for such a time as this, and certainly is critical for us to go to our only hope, which is found in the Word of God. Thanks so much for listening to us today here on Crosstalk. God bless you.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.